From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fan. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Indeed. Oh, my God. Hey, welcome to the post-game roundtable. Giants just lost 25-22 to the, I hate to say this name, Philadelphia Eagles. I'm pretty sure everybody that's seen this game or just finished viewing it is going to have to chime in by calling 929-477-4171 on this travesty of another season that we endured. And of course, you know, to voice your wonderful opinions on how much we actually suck. So here we go again. This was a winnable game. In fact, we did have it won on several occasions. And the Giants within the first seven games of the season, they're the ones who showed up in the second half. We had a different swagger in the first half, and as a result, we were able to secure a 19-3 lead early. And from there, boy. Well, but let's do what we got to do here right quick, man. Let's bring the stakeholders on one by one. Remember, we're also on all the social media stuff if you can't get to us right now. But I'm sure you do want to get to us right now. BleedBlueShow.com, one word. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, same handles. At BleedBlueShow, The BleedBlueShow, BleedBlueShow something. Hey, look, you know what? I'm going to make this civil. I see some of my good peoples have just called in, and I'm going to tell you what, man. I know we're all at wit's end. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know if we're at wit's end or we're hyped or we're pissed or we're laughing. I don't know where we are yet, man, but I'm going to tell you what I want to do. I want to have a discussion this time, not just a friendly fan calling thing. Let's have a round table where we can discuss civilly what the fuck is going on with us. Let's start off with Lady Blue right now. Hey, girlfriend. Hey, 25-22, New York. Hey, the Giants fucked up again. This was a winnable. I just mentioned the fact that this was a winnable game. This was in our hands, and we didn't capitalize, as you can see. And so, spill me for 2 minutes on what you saw.
Well, my biggest question is, why the hell do we have an offensive coordinator if he doesn't call the plays? And is Pat Shurmur still on the Eagles payroll? Because it was a tale of two teams. I mean, the first half, it was like the announcer said, it was the Saquon Barkley show. The second half, he was barely on the field. And I want to know why, just everyone else. Why in the hell do you step away from something that works? Also, why on earth would you go for a two-point conversion on our very first, you know, touchdown?
Oh, that was the one.
You never have to.
Yeah.
You never chase points unless you have to. I mean, it's pathetic. I just don't get it. The referees have way too much control over the game. The missed, I mean, not only when Eli threw that interception, but did everyone miss the face mask that threw OBJ on his ass? I mean, I don't get it. And then the other time, we may have gotten away with that one face mask because he did grab the shoulder first and then hit the face mask. But come on, it was a flag fest in the beginning, and then the refs did blatantly miss game-changing calls. So once again, I'm tired. I am so tired of referees having the final control of a game outcome. I mean, yes, we screwed the pooch. We royally screwed the pooch. We were out-coached, and that's what I put it on. I mean, Eli, I don't know what he was looking at. He had open receivers, and he just was like he had blinders on because that's all he wanted to throw to, and he missed wide-open people. But it was a tale of two halves. Like I said, I don't understand why Pat Shurmur is calling the plays when we have an offensive coordinator. I just don't get it. He's a moron. He's an imbecile.
We reverted to our old self. Is what happened there.
Yeah, and I think he was still on the Eagles payroll this game.
Okay,
I mean,
so. All right, Lady Blue, we got to roll around one more time. Thank you, sweetie. Hang on. 929-477-4171. Y'all saw what happened. A big old peace and blessing, sir.
What up? What's going on, man?
Talk to me. Hey, man, you tell me for 2 minutes what's going on. Bleed Blue Show, Volkswagen Roundtable. You got
hey,
the
man,
floor for
quick,
a couple of minutes.
Quick, man. It's not hard to see. It's simple. You know, everybody else going to be in their feelings, and I'm not going to be in my feelings, man. I'm not going to be in my feelings. Let me give it 100, man. Coaching killed us.
We suck?
You know that. Coaching killed us, man.
Oh.
Coaching, you know that. That was coaching. You know that. Come on, man.
Coaching.
Saquon showed the first half. He doesn't play. Unless Saquon, maybe Saquon might have a hamstring, just like Ingram had in the warm-ups. Maybe something like that happened. I don't know. Maybe it's something that we don't know. So I just want to know that. You're chasing two-point conversions on your first drive, and you call timeouts when you don't need to. You call timeouts. It's crazy. So
which
a lot of that was coaching. Second half, you know, I mean, Eli interception, I knew one of those was coming. He likes to stay Odell down, throws in triple coverage. That's just Eli sometimes, man. He's just going to do it. You know, let's not act like he's back. He's all the way back from the two last games because I told you I'm not going to fall for it, man. It's going to be games. It's going to be tough, and you're going to have to make the right throws at the right times, man. And he's just not doing it. So, hey, it is what it is, man. I'm not shocked. I'm not – hey, it's just Ogletree. It was terrible today. No tackling whatsoever from this dude. I think he was betting on the game. So, it was just the way these guys looked, the way they was looking on the sideline, the attitude looked like they didn't even want to play, so I don't know what's going on. It's not the same defense I saw the first half of the season, so it's just look at it to be just the type of season we're gonna have, man. We're gonna be losing out, man. We're gonna try, but it's just not gonna come together, man. For some reason today we looked at bad second half. First half we was moving fluently, then coaching and everything fell apart.
Then,
second half, man. It's a chess game. Yep, it's a chess game, and they lost the chess match, man. That's all that was, man. But that was bad coaching, too. Terrible coaching. I just don't like stuff like that, man. When you're a professional and you're getting paid good money, you should make the right calls at the right time and keep it moving, man. But that right there was terrible.
I like your first assessment, coaching and management. I think that's
yep.
where it is for me.
Yep.
Bro. That's big old yep. everybody got you, bro. Hang on, man. Hang on. You got to come back. 929-477-4171 post game roundtable. I'm moving on. 3 minutes. Amber, what's up, girl?
Talk.
You got the floor for your 2 minutes. Do it.
All right. So first half, it was so positive. I was so excited. Seeing us playing, I thought that we were gonna do something. Ellison was absolutely phenomenal in this game. I would much rather see Ingram, but I'm glad that Ellison was able
yeah,
to step
was a shocker.
Up
yeah.
as our tight end.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a great game. Second half, it was our first half of the season Giants playing and made me drink. Drink more than I was drinking when we were doing good. I just can't understand why Barkley had 4 touches in the second half. 4 touches in an entire half of a football game. Absolutely unbelievable. The refs, you know, calling the nitpick bullshit in the entire game.
My God.
And I hate saying that it's because of the refs why we couldn't do good or why we couldn't win. It should never come down to whether the refs are throwing flags or not. But
right.
as much bullshit as they were calling
yeah.
for us, they were calling for Philly, too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There were some missed flags thrown. I was proud of my quarterback in the first half. And then second half, that's my quarterback. Just why do you throw to someone in triple coverage? Why? I knew that pick ending the first half is what led us into the second half of the game, and I don't know.
I don't either.
Way to go, Ellison.
Amber, Hey, well, hang on, because you got to come back. You know how this works with us. Thank you so much for that insight. 929-477-4171. Hey, man, that's a good question. You know, I wonder what happens at halftime. A Simmons on the line. He's going to tell us exactly, being a fly on the wall, what the hell happened at halftime in the Giants locker room in Philly, man. What up, champ?
Man, I don't know. They just suck ass, man. What you want me to tell you? It is what it is, man. Season terrible. O told y'all last week that it's not going to work. One thing worked, the other thing don't work. He was like, this starts to work, the other thing don't work. He told y'all last week. He told you.
Yeah,
nobody wanted to listen, though. He told you. He told you last week. Go to the archives. What did he say last week? He said it's not going to work, and it didn't work. And it's not going to work.
Yeah,
we'll
say it.
It is what it is.
Just
ready for the season to be over, man. I don't have no thoughts on nothing. I'm just ready for the season to be over.
Charles, man, JPP hand, man, it's not going to work, man.
Yeah.
Yep, that sounds about right. It's not going to work, man. They need to just finish playing this string out, and let's get to the off season and fix a lot of this stuff that's not working, man. That's it. That's all I got.
Assume you a champ, man. Stay on, man. Don't go nowhere. 929-477-4171. We marching down. Y'all hearing it from the stakeholders and frontliners themselves right here in the postgame roundtable. Y'all saw the Giants just fall to the – I can't say their names, but they lost today. They lost today. And Worm is going to use the next 2 minutes to tell you why. Go ahead, Worm. What's up, Chef?
Hey. Nothing. You know, I had more fun chilling with Gronkowski's family than I did watching the Giants game. But,
wow.
You know, it was a cool tailgate today. I got to piss off Jet fans when I shut the Jets game off and put the Giants on. you know.
That ain't right. All right, go ahead, Worm.
I've seen a lot of people's posts complaining and bitching about the referees. You know what? That's bullshit. All right, that's just making excuses for a shit team. It's not the official's fault that the Giants' defense can't tackle. It's not the official's fault that the Giants' play calling was suspect. It's not the official's fault that Eli overthrew receivers. It's not the official's fault that the Giants' receivers, you know, dropped passes and the offensive line didn't sustain their blocks. So to sit there and nitpick the game officials is absolutely ridiculous. You know, the Giants didn't score enough points, and they didn't score enough points because they shot themselves in the foot over and over and over again. You know, so instead of this fan base making excuses for losses, you know, the team needs to take a look in the mirror. It's not the officials calling the game. It's the players not executing. It's poor execution on all three phases. You know, from poor angles on kickoffs after they score to poor angles when they're coming in on open field tackles. You know, and the offensive line, they're not getting their footwork down and their hands are sloppy. You know, and Eli, he's a 38-year-old quarterback that's on his way out. You know, his technique isn't the greatest. You know, and the play call, and they got out-coached. You know, and as far as Shurmur goes, you don't go for a 2-point conversion on the first drive of the game.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Tell me about it. Worm, don't go nowhere, man. I need you later. I need you. So don't go no place. I'll be back. Got to move on. 929-477-4. Let's try this again. 929-477-4171. This is the Giants post game roundtable. The professor is on the line right now. Bakes, Mahalis, homie. You got your 2 minutes feel on the floor, man.
Oh, man, this is bad. This is bad. I fell for the banana in the tailpipe, man. I fell for the streak. I felt the game. I got braggadocious. I put bets out there. I lost all these bets. Yo, but listen, I'm not going to blame the game on the refs. There was some bad officiating, yes. Taylor, two halves. First half, we were in sync, offensive flow, defense. Made timely plays. Saquon controlled the tempo of the game. Second half, the man got four touches. Four touches. Why? I don't understand. Why do you go away from a winning formula? You go away from your bell cow. That don't make no sense. Don't make no sense. And listen, man, we got some problems. Ogletree, it's not going to work.
Oh, my God.
It's not going to work. We got zero. Even when we blitz, I mean, we got some. Even when we, like, it's like we had to do an all-out blitz to get a sack. We got no edge presence, nothing, on a regular four-man rush. And we're playing 3-4. We're in trouble. Collins probably led the team.
I disagree with you, man. I don't think we're in trouble. I think we're done.
This season's already done. This season, I'm talking about in trouble as a franchise. This season's over.
For sure.
I missed the first scoring drive, so I didn't understand. I didn't realize that we went 4-2 on the first score. Why? We're not down.
Yeah, you did.
And we didn't make it, and he had an opportunity to make it. I didn't understand that. And then the play where he went long and threw, intercept. We needed to score right there towards the end of the half. We needed to score right there. He didn't have the arm strength to get it in front, past the defense. He underthrew it. Beckham was covered by three. Barkley was wide open in the flat. Listen, I mean, there's a whole host of mistakes we made that could have affected the play. So I'm not going to blame the refs. The refs had some questionable calls. I agree. But we didn't take care of our business. And here we go again.
Here we go again, like Portrait used to say. Here we go. Okay. This is 929-477-4171. Call in and tell us exactly why you pissed off at your Giant team. And we'll keep on going. We got G6 on the line. And the people I want to stand by. Hey, listen, Dre Graham, stand up. Stand by. Robbie, Billy Bob, stand by, please. Do your thing, G6. 2 minutes on the floor.
At the end of the day, man. This team, going in the right direction. If you thought this team was going to do, look, you're switching defensive philosophies and schemes, so it's going to take 2 or 3 years, guys. Bakes, relax. It's going to take 2 or 3 years to get the personnel in place, man. It's going to. You know, we're going to get some Browns in there. We're going to find some lucky players. And, you know, it's going to get there. You got to be patient. If you thought this team was going to turn around in a year after 10 years of bad management, you lied to yourself. Be patient. Gettleman's going to get the right personnel on this team eventually. I got to agree with you. Ogletree was horrible, has been horrible. The good thing about that, DG, is Gettleman is very smart. We don't have any guaranteed, very little guaranteed money on his books. He could be cut after the season. That's the good thing, with very little dead money. So little things like that, you just got to just be patient, pay attention. Let's be honest, Eli blew the game. You don't go down and score a position and throw an interception. That blew the game. That's the difference in the point. You have a wide open Ellison at the 2-point conversion. I like the call because you're on the 1-yard line. I like that call at the beginning of the game. I like it. I love that call. But as Eli, you have to throw to the open man. Ellison is open on that play. You missed him. That's at least what, 5 points right there. When you take away that hurts you in a close division game like that. That's just being brutally honest. Eli hasn't played bad. He's probably going to be back next year. He hasn't played bad. You protect him, he'll make some plays. But those two plays probably blew the game. Why Barkley wasn't in the second half, who knows? Maybe he was out there and they were covering him. I mean, I'm sure the Eagles went into the locker room and said, hey, we got to cover 26 better, obviously. So they probably took, you know, that game plan was probably to take him out the game. They did. And I can't blame coaching on this. Coaching can't go out and tackle football players. Coaches can't go out and throw the right read and not throw in the triple coverage. Coaches can't do that. They can call the play. They can call the plays the best way they see fit. But the players have to execute.
Of all people, you the one who blew the damn horn today. Okay.
I know.
Finish your last thought. Finish your last thought.
No, the players have to execute. The players have to execute, Chris. That's it. We could blame the coaches all day. What, no bad game call? Stop that stuff, man. What, no bad game? What, no bad play calling? The players have to execute the game plan, man. If you out there and you're not tackling, you're not going to win. I don't care what kind of defense you call up.
Okay.
That's it, man.
That's it. That's G6, y'all. All right, let's let Billy Bob reply to that. Billy Bob, do your thing, sir. You got your 2 minutes.
Man, I'm riding along. Listen to me. I'm riding along with G6. That two-foot man, Eli mentally checked out. He was supposed to hit Ellison. That, I don't care what y'all tell me, because what I saw, Pat was trying to set the standard on the game. Like, hey, listen, guys, we're going to go win this game regardless of how y'all want to feel. That was a two-point that Eli missed. Then I got to go to the front office, because that was so backwards. That should have found every way to get off Olivia Vernon. I sat there and watched this dude the whole entire game, just like, for what reason? And then I told y'all, anybody that go play is going to run right out the middle because they know Snack is gone. So I don't understand how we trade Snack and don't get rid of Olivier. That's just mind-balling to me. That's just killing me in the inside. So all that inside running shit, that's on front office. They're going to have to eat this one. That was a bad move on that part. And then, like, yeah, we said before half, Eli messed that up again. I'm like, Eli, you've been dunking and dicking all damn year. And this is when you decide to say, I'm going to go to Odell Beckham. Come on, man. That's one of them come on, man, type of stuff right there. I mean, I get Eli his credit for the two games he did good. But, nah, this one here, I'm in my feelings right now. Because you just don't know how you just be like, come on, man, we got the game in hand. Just, I don't understand that. I'm not blaming coaches. I'm not blaming referees. Just come back down to Eli this year and Olivier Vernon. I just watched this dude just not do nothing. Anytime he was in the game, it was just 10 on 11. That's what it is when Olivia Gordon is in this game. It's 10 or 11. He's just saying, I can't wait to get this check at the end of this. Come on, man. This is killing me. I'm already mad about what Eli did. I'm in my feelings right now, bro. It's just right there. You missed the two-point conversion. You've been digging and dunking all damn year, and this one you decide not to throw it to the man that's sitting. Man, was just sitting wide ass over butt-necking and spanking. You were butt-necking and spanking. Just like throw him a damn ball, he will hide the whole first half. And you just decide to say, really, I'm going to go to Odell Beckham. I'm heated right now. Yes, I'm in my feelings. Because I'm on defense, I couldn't look at one person that was just Olivia Vernier the whole game. Like, what was he doing?
Billy Bob, man, you brought it, bro. I would just recommend that next time, you know, you let us know a little bit more how you feel emotionally next time, bro.
In my feelings, bro. I'm in my feelings.
I know, man. I know. This is all we can do is laugh, man. All right, stay on the line, man. Jerry Graham is up next. 929-477-4171 is the post game roundtable call in number. Talk to me.
Oh, we're good, everybody, man. Lucky I ain't put a C note on this one. But you know, the San Fran game, the C-note went on before the season ended. Before the season started, so I couldn't get out of that one. But, you know, man, this damn conservative playing bullshit, man. I'm telling you, man, no matter who the coach is, when we get up, we play conservative. And the bigger we get up, the more conservative we play. Okay, so look at Philly. That drive when they took the lead, they hand the ball off to Adams. We couldn't stop them. So what they do? Do they go away from Adams or do they keep on running up the middle? They keep on running up the middle. You keep on going with what works. What worked the first half? Saquon. When they shut Saquon down, it wasn't that many plays they shut him down in the first half. Throw it to Beckham. Second half, Saquon, 3-4 touches. That's that conservative bullshit. Oh, okay, that won, so let's get away with we 19-3. Let's get away from that. And all year, we be hollering, don't kick the field goal. We need the damn touchdown. When we hollering, go ahead and kick the field goal. Let's just get a score. We don't need a touchdown. We just need a field goal before the half. These motherfuckers go for the damn touchdown and get it intercepted. Now we ain't got a touchdown or a field goal. No points on the board, man. And I mean, the Vernon thing, man. G6, man. He took care of that. If you remember, I was pissed off that when we traded Snacks, Vernon wasn't going. Every week I was like, when Vernon's going to go? Up the middle, man. No Snacks up the middle. They claim, it was because we don't really need a run stopper. The defense we playing, we need Snacks to be able to rush the quarterback. Ain't nobody going to throw the damn ball if they know we ain't got nobody up the middle. All teams got to do is run up the middle now. They ain't even got to throw the ball, man. They ain't even got to throw the ball. And this, man, conservative shit, man. And when I realized, when I first realized the conservative shit, when I met you and Steve, the Jacksonville game, that right there proved it 21-0. They came back on us.
Yeah.
How do you go from scoring 21 points to no points in the second half in that game? This game, 19 points in the first half.
I know. You change the coaching and management. That's what you do.
Man, yeah.
All right, Greg.
Like I said, it's deeper than the coach, man. It got to be upper management, man. They must tell the coaches, hey, we get a lead. We're classy. We don't run the score up. Sit on the score. They have to, man.
They need to change that.
Bullshit-ass high school plays, man. I mean, man.
I know, Dre. Stay in the line, Dre. Hold on a minute. 929-477-4171. Robbie, you up. Go ahead. At everything NYG. 2 minutes.
Yo, hey, man. Shit. Typical Giants fashion, man. You know, kind of one of those things that's like I'm not mad at it. I'm not going to rage or anything. It's kind of like we all knew. You know, we knew if we didn't win this game, we're done. We know we're done now. They can stop the bullshit. You know what I mean? We can still make it. No. We can stop that. Here's my big thing, and everyone said it. Why do you go away from what's working? You know what I mean? You know, I have a big issue personally. I like Shermer, and I like what he's starting to do now as far as the play calls getting a little bit better. And like I said, I ping a lot of this on Eli, why we can't do a lot of things. But that's not really where I'm going with it right now. My main problem is Shermer's clock management and play calling as far as when it needs to be correct, if that makes sense, is terrible. I mean, he just looks confused, man. He doesn't know when to call the right plays to milk the clock or whatever it may be, and he doesn't like to take shots unless it's unnecessary. You know what I mean? I blame Eli for making that throw to Odell in the end zone when Barkley was open. But, you know, the problem is, that play shouldn't have been a play. It shouldn't have been a play. You know what I mean? It shouldn't have been a play to make it that time. And he doesn't seem to know how to work that correctly. And, you know, there's a lot of issues, man. But, like, you can't cover it all in 2 minutes. But it's just typical Giants fashion, man. You know what I mean? You get so excited. You see it working so well. And like everyone else said, again, to literally echo everyone, it's like we get comfortable and we blow it. And it's literally what they do. I've never felt comfortable with the Giants lead in my life because they don't know how to hang on to it no matter who the coach is. We could have Belichick, and they just cannot hang on to a lead. They don't know how, and they get comfortable, man. You know what I mean? They just like to sit back and think that everything's done, and it's not. You know what I mean? I love what Sean Payton said the other day when he went for it on fourth down and they scored while they were up by 40. He said, you can lose a game if you're up by 40. You're damn right. You're damn right. You can lose a game if you're up by 16. You can lose a game if you're up by 100. You can lose a game, and you play like you're going to lose that game, and you play like you're going to lose on the next snap. Even if you're up by 20, I don't give a shit. You can throw a pick, six, all types. Anything can happen, man, and they don't play like that. You know what I mean? So it's disappointing. I'm not mad right now. I'm just – I'm kind of fed up, man. You guys know I can bash Eli all I want. I have 4 years, 5 years. It's everything, man. It's a whole mess. And as far as Olivier Vernon goes, y'all know that's another guy I can't fucking stand, man. I haven't been able to stand him. He gets paid top-tier pass rusher money to do what JPP does, maybe a little bit better in the run stuff. And he misses sacks, but he's a freaking superhuman of a body. He can't bring down a quarterback. He can't bring down Carson Wentz with a bum knee. I watched him do it like 3 times. So, you know, man, it's a whole clusterfuck. That's my best way of saying it. I'm sorry. The whole mess. But shout out to Aldrick Rosas, man. Shout out Aldrick Rosas. I like that guy. But, yeah, I'll stop talking, man. It's just a whole damn mess, man. But at least we can stop this bullshit about running the table. Let's just move on, man. You know, I can't stand it, man. I love this team, man. But goddamn, bro.
I know. Hey, Rob, at everything NYG. Thanks, homie. Oh, man. Michiru's on the line. You know what? Sometimes it sounds like this is that analogy of you done told your kid 500 times they can't drive on a certain night because it's, you know, because it's dark or it's after hours or just a bad idea. And you said it 1,000 times, and then one day your lady comes in and she said, and you can't find your keys or whatever. You're like, yo, where's the car and everything? Oh, well, he took it. Why did he take it? Well, he's feeling bad, so I let him go ahead and have it. But you knew what the rule was. This is how I feel about the Giants sometimes. You know, you when they lull you into this self. What's the word I'm trying to find? This sense of containment, man. Like, I was one of these guys that have to eat crow too. I was talking all of this nonsense about, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and we're not gonna run the table. We're gonna make it interesting. If we go ahead and we tie to if we win this game, we'll be 4-7. We'll be in on it. Nah, I'm sorry. I want to apologize to every frontliner and stakeholder that I brought that up to, because I was dreaming. Anyway, Michiru. You're up, babe.
What's up?
2 minutes.
How are you doing, guys?
It's like a sanitarium thing. We ain't working it out right.
Other guy went all in with his feelings, so I don't have any feelings anymore, you know? He went all in. I got no game for him, you know? But yeah,
well,
that was
anyway.
Yeah, I understand that Eli overthrown. You know, I like Eli, and let's be honest. You know, that people who said, "Oh, this team is done," don't be like that. You know, you screamed at those touchdowns today. Don't be like shitty like that. You know, you hoped for that team even today. So, but I have to agree with the guy called in just before me. He was talking about play calls and coaches. I totally agree with that. I know players have to play at the game, but at the same time, play call sucked. Really. I mean, game after game, I think we know what we have and what play we go well with, but I don't know. We can't be consistent. That's the most frustrating part of the game for me. What do you guys say?
I know. Well, I think the same way. I mean, you know, we've had you're absolutely spot on right about that. We have been saying that for 6 years, at least for me, anyway. You know, and even with the playoff team a couple of years ago in Green Bay. We've been saying the same thing. It wasn't a feeling of accomplishment. It hasn't been a feeling of accomplishment around MetLife in years, and we can't go back to that. We can't continue this. I should say. I part of me believes with G6 earlier when he said, "Listen, be patient, guys," and the other part of me also believes with Worm, which is, listen, this is a hot mess, and we just need to blow it up right now. And there's other part of me, I don't know how many parts I have, that believe that agree with Big O when he says, "Hey, man, this is just the way it's gonna be. We suck. Accept it. Move on." But then, you know, there's me, and me says we need to talk to. Look, I'm not the kind. I've said this many times. I'm not gonna go to the hottest restaurant in town and blame the waiter if I get a bad meal. I want to know who cooked this nonsense and brought this bloody steak to my table. I'm going upstairs. I'm not talking to the waiter. I'm not talking to the busboy. I'm not talking to the greeter. I want to know who runs this myself. That's the problem. And that's the problem that the Giants have. Thank you, Mitru. I'm going to leave you right here. Bakes, you on the line, man, because Jason is here.
Yeah, you know, I'm here, man. I'm just listening to what everybody's saying, and I understand what G6 is saying about being patient.
Yeah,
but
I want you to talk to this guy, man, this Jason guy, this definition of lit dude.
You talking about that Arizona guy, Mr. Lit?
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you open up your mic, Mr. Lit?
Push that button. Let me come through.
You already here. You talking to Bakes now. I set you up.
Hey, Chris, do you want a weather report really quickly, or we just move on to football?
Yeah, sure, I'll take
hey,
it.
So listen, Bakes, I want you to hear this. Chris, I want you to hear this. We just got a new person that just showed up from Atlanta, and I just wanted to give a big shout-out to Angela Samuel George. She knows all the Atlanta people, but don't worry, Big Blue of Arizona's got her now. She's in good hands out here.
That's what's up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
So,
yeah.
Listen, I heard what a lot of people said, but there's a lot of variables away from the actual players itself. We hired a B-tier coach, and what did James Betcher do today besides dial up some bougie stuff, some soft defense, no jamming, massive space that allowed Carson Wentz to carve up the Giants? That's what's up.
Oh boy,
Jason. So what do you think? I thought really where we stuck in the second half was in the run game, and you know, of course we traded away Snacks, and of course we don't have a replacement really for that guy. I think Thomason is playing his position, but how did you feel about the run defense in the second half?
Very very marginal, suspect at most. We were dominated, but then again, you got to remember though, Bakes. You're going against somebody that's back up to a corner right now, and that's a Super Bowl champ. So the dichotomy or the caveat of that has magnified even more.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was embarrassing for that play when they took the lead, when Adams basically ran six times just straight up our gut off tackle, and we couldn't do anything. They literally just ran the ball after they got to back to the 50. Ran the ball all the way down, and I was like, this is embarrassing.
Hey, Bates, check this out. They were very. Now I'm going to ask you a question on that flip side. Dalvin Thomason is supposed to go in there to be the heir apparent. Did it look like he was able to control anything? Because I saw no control from him being the heir apparent to Snacks. So did I not see what you saw, or did I was not watching this game?
I mean, I didn't see any real control in the middle. I mean, Adams basically had his way, especially in the second half. Which is so weird because the first half, I guess because Saquon was controlling the tempo, they weren't really on the field that had that many plays. But the second half, because we weren't running the ball now, our defense was on the field more, and we weren't making plays. So it's like not playing Saquon really put a lot of pressure on our defense. Can't really understand why he only got four touches. Maybe he was a little banged up. I'm not sure. It looked that way maybe because he really didn't get the ball. And I didn't see the reason why he didn't get the ball.
Yeah. Hey, and another thing is, Bates, Chris, help me out. Help the callers out. I noticed that Carson got a lot of chunk plays back in the air, wide open. If it wasn't Ertz, Aguilar burned us, that other guy burned us. What was up with our defensive? Our defense, especially to at least have some sort of control in the air. We couldn't control shit.
Well, that leads to lack of pressure because, you know, Betcher lined up some designer blitzes, looked like some all-out blitzes sometimes, which a few were getting pressure on the ball.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Hold up. my show back. Give me my show back. Sorry. I promise y'all do this. But nope. I want my show back. Yes. Listen, what, Jason? Tell me real quick. Manny Dawg is up next.
Chris, I got a tip. But I just want to announce I'm going to the Indy game. I'll see whoever's at the Indy game in Indy. I'm out. Bye.
Bye. Jason Big Blue Arizona, the definition of lit. Okay. Whew. All right. See, that doesn't happen very often. I wanted to see how it happened. What happens when guys have the same question? What happens when they enter conference like that with each other? Manny Dawg.
Yo.
Be nice, man. We have ladies on the line here. Be nice. What'd you see?
I'm nice, man. I'm the nicest dude you ever met in your life. Now, look.
I know that.
What I saw today was pure coaching, mishaps, and horrendous refereeing. I can't put anything. You got a 19-3 lead.
No,
come
God.
On.
Don't remind me.
Come on. The offense put up 22 points. Okay? We can't expect them to put 30 points up every game, right? But the play calling, oh, my God. Defensively, me and DB Nation watching the game, man, and I'm like, this is what I call knock your mouth loose offense.
Okay.
And that's what the Eagles did to us. They said, we're going to run. We don't care that you know it. And we're going to run right at you. Nothing tricky. We're going to knock your mouth loose. And we had no answer. We had no – listen, it was like playing Madden, and then somebody lines up in a 3-4, and you see all the gaps. And I'm going to run and die. I'm going to run and die. And how many missed calls? There were so many missed. Look, Olivier Vernon got called for roughing the passer for tapping Carson Wentz in the chest with his hand. They literally drove Eli into the ground, and we got nothing. They pulled Odell's jersey twice in the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
They damn near bear hugged Saquon Barkley. It was atrocious. It was atrocious refereeing. But the play calling above all else, offensively and defensively, was disgusting. I don't know what Betcher was doing. I usually call him the butcher, but that bend but don't break shit. What happens when you keep bending and bending and bending? It's going to break eventually.
Exactly.
And
I don't know what to say, Manny.
Look, the way I feel about it, I'm not of the cloth that says, "Fuck it, let's tank it and let's win, bitch. Let's go 8-8 and fucking win because we can." What I did see today is that if we run the offense through Saquon, we got a chance to win every week.
Why did they go away from that? And that's the question I want everybody to answer when we come back around.
You know why? This is what I felt, Chris. I felt like Shermer has a script, and he's going to run the script irregardless of what's going on.
Well,
that looked like script football, where I got a 50-play script, and I'm going to run it this way because of whatever percentages and statistics and ratios and all the other shit. And when you run offense like that, you can't feel the game. How do you not feel that your offensive line was winning in the trenches?
I got to go on to the next caller.
I got
to go on to the next caller. But no, you good. But I just, you know what, man. Frank, you're up next. All I have to say, man,
what's up,
now
Chris?
That I'm listening to you guys, more and more, I get it. This is our season right here. This is our season. You know, it's over. It's over. And it's over because of stupidity. Absolute stupidity. And I have to put it. I want to get out of the way right now, early, and tell you that it comes down to coaching. It comes down to coaching, and we had none, particularly today. 929-477-4171. Frank, tell us for 2 minutes what you – Frank, you're always short, man. You never use a whole 2 minutes. You always use your 30 seconds, and you say what you say. What do you got to say today, bro?
I mean, same old stuff. No, nothing not expected. I was sitting in a chair, and I'm watching a game, and I'm thinking, they got a 19-3 lead, and they're going to blow it and lose this game just because that's what they do. So
you must have a crystal ball.
I mean, that's just the way it is with them. So it is what it is. I'm happy. I got my Pro Bowl tickets today, so I'm happy to see the Rookie of the Year go and see him in Orlando. So I'm happy. I'm happy for him. And, you know, the Giants need to just try to fix themselves. I don't know how and I don't know when, but the season was over a long time ago, by the way, Chris.
Do you have any questions, by the way, for us or anybody on the forum today?
Wait to see all you guys next year in Tampa. Hopefully we're playing next year in Tampa. I don't even know.
Yeah, well, if we do, I'll be there. I'll let you know.
I'm sure you will. That'll be it.
Hi, Frank.
That'll be it. Take care.
All right, 929-477-4171. That's another thing. Anybody got a question for any other of your fellow stakeholders? The people that are currently on, the Lady Blue, G6, Billy Bob, Big O, Amber's on the line, Mitru, Asim, Worm, of course, Bakes is always ride or die, and Manny Dogs. Anybody got a question? Well, let me ask you, Lady Blue, you have a question for anybody?
Sorry, I was trying to listen to Shermer's post conference. He's claiming that Barkley had a hamstring issue. So I think that's a load of crap because Barkley was on the sideline with his helmet on, looking like he was itching to get back in the game. But I want to know what everyone
that's
else
what it
opinion
looked like
is
to me.
On. Yeah, I just don't understand why. I mean, I'm just confused. I mean, is he like McAdoo 2.0? I mean, because he hasn't showed me shit this season yet. Nothing.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna open up. I'm gonna open up one line one more time. So, hold on 1 second. Hey Worm.
Hey, what's up?
Lady Blue has a question. Say that one more time, Lady Blue.
Yes.
Is Shermer McAdoo 2.0 or what? Because he hasn't shown me shit this whole season.
I would honestly say no, only because he hasn't lost the locker room. There hasn't been any type of shenanigans going on. You know, it's there's still keeping it professional. You don't have players' parents mouthing off to the media. You don't have players on the sideline with cell phones tweeting away congratulations to their friends that play on the Eagles. So I don't think McAdoo's 2.0. You know, I don't think Shermer's
It's just his own kind of suck.
It's just, you know, they're bringing in a different, you know, culture-wise defensively. You know, we haven't been in a 3-4, for instance, since, what, the 90s, when Belichick was our defensive coordinator. It's going to take time to switch the personnel over. It is. You know, that's why they traded away JPP. Because he's not a 3-4 defensive end. I think he would have been all right here, but he's not.
But
a
3-4 the coaching,
they wanted,
the coaching.
The coaching
about
the
coaching.
Is
so Schumer. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't see Shermer as McAdoo. I really don't. You know, the discipline is still there. You know, there's no shenanigans. There's no nonsense. It's coming down to just execution. That's all it really is. At the end of the day, it's or execution. It's not the coach.
He's his own personal suck. That's what I. His own kind of suck, Lady Blue.
He needs to stop calling plays and give it to the offensive coordinator because his play calling sucks.
Yeah, tell me about his play calling the film.
I mean, play calling is what it is, man. It's definitely gotten a little bit better. a lot of it was getting shot in the foot, holding penalties on a couple of big Barkley runs, false starts, delay of games. We just don't have the type of offense that can work its way out of that like some of the other teams in the league. And until we get to that point, you got to avoid stuff like that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, Jeff said it best. You can't anybody that expected this team to be a playoff team after 10-plus years of a general manager with bad drafts and bad free agency and thinking that the new GM was going to come in one offseason and one draft, change the whole tenor of the team and have it back online, you was delusional. And that's just pretty much what it is. There's no way. There's no way that you could do that. If I just came and I came with a wrecking ball and I knocked your house down in 1 hour, you think they're going to be able to replace and build your house from the ground up in the same hour it took for me to knock it down? No, it's going to take a couple of hours, if not a couple of days a week. So you got to look at the team the same way. The team was knocked down by the wrecking ball for 10 years, and it's going to take a few years to get the foundation solid and start building the other parts of the house.
Okay. Fair enough. I love that. I love that analogy. I love that analogy. Building that damn house. Amber, you agree with that one?
I do agree. That was a great analogy.
It is, man.
I mean, it's going to take a couple years. And I'll be here through it all.
Okay. You agree with that analogy too, Billy Bob?
Nope, I do not agree with that analogy, because you know why I don't agree with that? Because I just seen the Rams do that. So that's bullshit. Kick that analogy out of there. Because don't even hit me with that shit there. I seen the Rams do that shit. So whatever y'all talking about, keep that shit, because I'm feeling my feelings. And for anybody to see here and say, oh, we knew the Rams were going to do this today, hell no, y'all ain't knew they were going to do this today. Y'all was on that run, like I was in that run, and I'm feeling my feelings, and they just swamped the rest of my luck over. God damn it, stop it. Don't hit me with that.
Oh, man. You know what?
Tranquilo, Billy.
He said it so softly. He said it so softly, Bates. He was so gentle in his approach, man. I mean, you know.
Tranquilo, Billy. We don't want you to stroke out, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to stroke out. I was in my feelings on this one. I swear, I'm like, we finna tear this whole NFC shit up. I was in my feelings. I'm like, Eli back on point, or we finna rip this. And we all talk about, hey, listen, even with Saquon out, I was still in my feelings. I'm like, we still gonna get this done. This was meant for us to get done. Because don't act like Garmin with some slight edge. That man was out there running hard. He just saying, hey, man, I gotta go back to Eli with these delay of games. Now, this is the timeout with delay of games. I don't know who. I got to go with Eli, because Eli been doing this a little bit too much for me, bro. That's the killer. Just like that man said, we already 3rd and 15. What are you calling the timeout for? To run that way?
Yeah, I agree.
Still lose 5 yards? This is why I'm in my feelings right now. So whatever y'all talking about before the new year is up, before I get to the new year, bro, don't tell me about knocking down a house in 1 hour and building it. I seen the Rams do it. Come on,
man. That's a big fact.
That's a great
breathe,
point.
Don't lose your health over this team that doesn't want to execute on the second half of every. They don't want to finish what they started. Okay, and this game today was very indicative of that in every shape, fashion, form. I don't know. It was a nightmare. Big O, you agree with that? Do we have a nightmare? Do we have what approach are we using, man?
I'm over here laughing, man. Yo, this thing is funny, yo. This thing is funny. Yo, I agree with everybody on the table, man. I agree from running the router to the two. There's a bit of everything, man. It is what it is, man. I mean, I told you last week, man, I wasn't going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe with those two wins we got. You know, people started like, yo, you who really had me dying was Robbie, man. I agree totally. Robbie was like, listen, let's stop the bullshit of talking about with this freaking run and all that, man. I didn't believe we was going to make no run, man. You're just not playing. You got to play top-notch teams, man, to really see what type of team you have, man. And and Philly's not even up there with the top notch teams, man. And we hung in there for a little bit. We threw some blows. We came out there. We threw some blows, and then for some reason we stalled out. Like I said, I don't know what it was. It could have been a hamstring, or it could have been coaching that stopped us from using Saquon the second half. But we did. We got our coach. We got our chest matched the second half. You can't just put everything on. It takes a collective effort from everybody, man. The players executing, the coaches calling the right plays, putting us in the right position, you know, to win, you know, things like that. And your quarterback running the right, making the right reads, watching the play clocks, you know, not those little mistakes, all that killed us, man. So it was a collective thing of bad play calling, bad execution, bad defensive plays, no tackling, poor tackling, all that, man. So it's the Giants right now, man. You're going to have that. I knew we wasn't going to beat this. I just felt it, man. We wasn't going to be the team that's just, you know, semi-sound, and I wasn't going to fall for it, man. It is what it is. Like Jet said, it's going to take us time to build. I know Billy Bob is in his feelings about this right now, but we knew what we had, Billy. You know Eli right now, but we already knew, man. We wasn't going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. So we're going to build this team. It ain't going to take us too long, but right now we got the good pieces for this foundation to build around, and we're going to add to it, man. We're going to add a few pieces, man. It's going to get better, man, but coaching know they got to get better. Everybody's going to get better, man.
All right, Billy. Wait. Man. Big O, I'm going to cut you off because I want everybody to have a three-minute final thought, including you. So here we go. All right, y'all. This was Bleed Blue Show post-game roundtable. I got to tell you what, man. Fanship, we got some of the most knowledgeable cats. If you want proof of that, just later on when this thing gets archived, go back and listen, man. Go back and listen at the Bleed Blue Show Giants post-game roundtable shows. All of them, actually, not just this one, but this one was deep. So from the top, 3 minutes, everybody give a final thought. Where do we go from here is the question. Where do we – because the season's already shot, all right? So Lady Blue, from the top, take it. G6,
well,
and
I agree
Greg
with
Brown,
Big O.
You're going to get an extra minute, by the way. Go ahead, babe. Do your thing.
We are a collective fuck-up, season is right now. But, hey, I just want to get through the rest of the season without seeing major injuries to our key players. Our season is done. Let's just get through the season without injuries and hopefully without more embarrassment. We need to put pieces together to protect the quarterback, and we definitely need help on the defense because we've got zero pass rush. I mean, it was a big sting and big screw up when we got rid of Snacks. I mean, I honestly believe that. When we traded him for a little lonely fifth-round pick, it totally screwed up our entire defense with stopping the run.
That's just me. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's other players in the defense I would have gotten rid of way before him.
Vernon.
But, hey, you know.
Vernon.
And I agree with Robbie wholeheartedly that everyone that said, hey, I said, yeah, mathematically we were still in it. But heart and passion and the way we were playing, there's no way in hell we were going to make it. So everyone thinking that we had a chance to make the playoffs is just delusional, especially with this team. And, yeah, it's going to take a little while. But right now the play calling sucks. We need to get better with utilization of our key players and stop the mental errors. That's the big thing. Yeah, we can all bitch about the refs. But, yeah, agreeably, we screwed the pooch. We shouldn't have been in the position where even if the refs screwed us, it would make a difference. So, but, hey,
yeah.
Long live my Giants. You know, win, lose, draw, tie. I've been around when we were a lot worse than this, and I'll be around long after. So long, bleed blue for life.
Bleed blue for life. That's Lady Blue, and she reps hard. You guys, y'all got to see the ensemble, the lady caves and the cars, the whole nine yards. She go at it. Moving on. You got 1 minute left on your final thought.
I'll let you
Mr.
Old, this time, man.
On the prime time.
No, you're talking to me, bro.
Right, yeah,
hey.
In the back of the house, it's like that. You see it,
Big
right? You've been in the corner.
You know what, Vigo ain't talking to me. Big O, talking to me.
Yo.
Yeah, you got a minute left on your you got a minute left on your thing, on your final thought.
Yeah, man, and then I forgot to tell y'all, man, don't get pissed off, man. OV is on a silent protest, son. I'm convinced now, man. He's on a silent protest, yo. He's eating his money up, and he's just relaxing over there, man. I seen the body language on the sideline. I see it on the field. It's just these guys, him and Ogletree, man, is just that they just need to go ahead and cut ties with them guys after the season. Other than that, man, we're going to rebuild this thing. We're going to get it back together soon. It's just going to take us a little time, and I see it happening, man. But, everybody just need to get themselves together and check themselves, man, and really give it a better effort than that, man. And coaching need to go ahead and do all-out coaching. Eli need to give it his best go. I think he's at his best right now, as the best he's going to be. And, you know, we're going to move forward, man. This is the process, man. We're going through it right now, man. So I'm accepting it. It is what it is. I'm going to still bleed blue. I'm going to go through the process now to the ends, baby. Other than that, bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Big O, everyone. Big O. Amber, just give us what you got, girlfriend, because I know you're disappointed.
I am disappointed, but, you know, the rest of the season, I want us to still go out there and play hard. I don't expect us to win games. I don't see us winning games the rest of the season if we win any. I am going to enjoy watching Barkley play the rest of the season. He deserves Rookie of the Year. Without a doubt in my mind, he has gone out on that field every time he stepped foot and gave it his all. So I will enjoy watching him play the rest of the season. I hope to see Ingram back in there. I know that he's fully capable of performing on the field. Like Lady Blue was saying, we should never be in a position where ref shitty calls affect whether we win or lose the game. We should either be far enough ahead or far enough behind where what they are calling and the flag they're throwing don't matter. Just working on the rebuild, and I'll be here. I don't know why y'all give me 3 minutes. I don't need 3 minutes.
All right, it was just customary. Thank you. Show up for next week, or whenever we all have to. We got 4 games left, ladies and gentlemen. Just show up and do what you got to do, pregame and post game.
Show up.
All right, Amber. Thank you so much, girlfriend.
Thank you, babe.
A Sim. Come on, champ. Give us something positive.
Hey, man, listen, I ain't got nothing positive to give you, man. Only the positive words I can give you is listen. Man, you could trust in a couple of things in life. Death, taxes, and when Big O say it ain't gonna work, it's not gonna work, man. If you trust them three, if you realize them three things is guaranteed, you'll be all right. So just know, when O say it's not gonna work, it's not gonna work.
Oh, Lord. That's it? All right.
That's
a tip, y'all. That's a sim.
That's
and
a T-shirt
like
that I'm making starting
earlier.
Next year. Man, this team sucks. I mean, well, I learned today so another thing today, too, man. That's my T-shirt I'm wearing all off-season. It's not going to work. I'm getting a custom-made shirt with old picture on it, and it's going to say it's not going to work. It's going to be in Giants blue.
That's it. It's him, man. I appreciate you. You know you're my homie. All right. Worm. Then G6 afterwards. Worm. 2 minutes,
hey,
man.
Basically, what I'm looking for the rest of the season is I want to see who wants to be here and who doesn't. I want to see who's going to play their balls off, who's going to go balls to the wall, get up, have some fucking pride, and go beat some ass. You know, because those are the ones that I want to keep for next season. I want to see the ones that want to fight through adversity and play balls along and go hard knocks football for the rest of the season. And then we'll know exactly who wants to be here and who doesn't. And those that you don't want to take the rest of the season off because we're done, we don't need you next year. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. You know, that's all I want. I want to see who really, truly wants to be here and then cut the fat in the off season.
Love it. And go from there. You know, this is going to be a 2 to 3 year rebuild. And I hate to say it, but it is what it is. There's some pieces away, and once they get those pieces, they're going to need a season to gel together. So, you know, this isn't going to be a quick, you know, 3-13 to 13-3 team. It's not. They're missing too much. You got an aging quarterback. You got an offensive line that really can't sustain the blocks. You know, most of Barkley's runs is on Saquon Barkley. It's not the offensive line. He's just so damn shifty. He's able to make things happen. You know, Odell is Odell. He's a game changer. Defensively, I've seen 7 and 8 year olds tackle better than these guys that are calling themselves professional athletes.
Boy, Curtis Riley.
It comes down to execution. It really does. As far as the coaching staff goes, I would like to know what adjustments they're making at halftime, because me as an outsider looking in, it doesn't seem like they're making any adjustments at all. You know, I don't know what the staff's seeing up top in the box as they're looking down and communicating things down. I don't know what they're seeing. But, you know, whatever they've seen in film study, you know, when they're doing their scouting reports on the Eagles or the opponent they're playing, something's not getting communicated somewhere. You know, you have things that are working, and you get away from it. Until they can get some consistency, execute, and put things together, this is going to be the result. But right now,
let's warm the chef. Got to roll, man. I'm running out of time.
Got it.
Thanks, Chief. Appreciate you.
Got it.
G6.
Hey, real quick, man. It's time to see Kyle Lauletta. See some other players, man, moving forward. We're out of it now. We're mathematically out. This is time to see some of these other people, man. See what we need to do moving forward. RJ McIntosh, the other rookie. I don't think he's yet to make the field or in spot duty. I want to see him. I want to see Lauletta. Nah, that's pretty much it, man. We got to be patient. That's what I want everybody on the phone call tonight to just realize, man, we're changing philosophies on both sides of the ball. It's just going to take time. Keep your hopes high. It's just going to take time to put the right pieces in place. You can't be Mr. Negative like Jason. That's Mr. Negative. He's one end of the extreme, and that's just reality. I talk to that dude every day. He's the other end, but he's on the other end of the rainbow, man, where he's very negative. Nothing goes right. Gettleman ain't nothing. That's just how his thoughts are. But in reality, man, we all, including himself, we all got to just be patient, man. Let this thing pan out. 2 or 3 years, if it ain't working, then you can complain. You can point the finger. But it's just I like what I'm seeing so far with the pieces we've brought in. Hey, he's brought in some bad pieces. Had to let those pieces go, and he'll let more pieces go that he brought in a 1 year thing. He'll shake it loose to where we'll have the best product on the field. It's just gonna take time. It ain't Shermer. It ain't Betcher. All that stuff is just gonna take time, man. We just don't have the personnel right now to implement and execute the way we want to at a high level. You're seeing flashes of it, and that's what you want to see right now. You just want to see flashes. We're already better than we were last year. That should make most fans happy. We got a stud running back. That should make most fans happy. So just be patient, everybody. We'll get there. Don't worry. We'll get back to glory soon enough. He's going to add some more pieces next year and the year after. That's it, Chris, man. That's it.
Where can we find you, G6? Where can we find you?
Hey, man, IG, your boy, CJ2018 on IG, man. You also find my show on Tuesdays, man, 8 o'clock every Tuesday, Fly High Sports Show. Just tune into my IG. Like I said, your boy, CJ2018, man. I'll give you all the details. Peace.
Peace. Dre Graham, take the floor for a second.
Man, I ain't got much to say. You know, I'm a man of little words, man, especially nowadays. I mean, what can you say? Yeah, man, I mean, shit, like you said, man, it's just, and everybody said, it's going to take time, man. Just let it pan out. You know, these it's kind of good that we lost today, because these last four or five games or whatever we got, you know, players are really going to show Gettleman and Sherman and the rest of the management what they made out of, who really wants to be there. This is where it counts right now. We're not on a winning streak no more. Mathematically, we're done. Let's see what players are here for the money and which ones are here for the passion of the game that really want to make this work. And the ones that's just there for the money, not going to name drop, but Vernon. He know who the hell he is. Don't need to be here after the season is over. Point blank, period. Starting with him, he should be the first one to go. Matter of fact, we should be tuning in the Sports Center tomorrow where they say Vernon is going. But I doubt that's going to happen. But, hey, I mean, I could dream.
That would be a dream.
I've been a Giants fan.
I thought he was going to go before
Snacks. Exactly. Or after. After. But, man, it is what it is, man. Just ride it out. Get ready for next year. I know y'all been saying the big tailgate in Chicago. I'm about to start saving my money, and I'm going to just look forward to that next year.
Yeah, I'm saving my money, too. I'm going to be there so I can't remember it.
I ain't never been to Chicago, neither. I like going to new places.
All right. Great, thank you, man.
But, yeah,
you
know that. All right, man. No problem.
Dave. Talk to you soon. All right. Who's left, man? Who's left in the cover? We got Manny Dogs. We got Billy Bob. And then Bakes is going to say his spiel. And I have a few words afterwards. So, Manny Dogs, give us some time, bro. Final thought.
Yeah. Listen, I think it was Worm, and I'm a Worm about looking forward to seeing who's going to play. And if you ain't ready to play, then bounce. But I'm going to go one further. I told you earlier, I'm not of the cloth where I go into any battle thinking, you know what, let's just lose and see what the best we can do with the loss. No, I don't do that. So I expect my Giants to go play every game. I expect us to win every game. I go into every game expecting to win. And if you don't, I can't rock with nobody that going anywhere with doubt. So if you a fan, I'm looking at you too. I'm going to watch how you roll. Because when it does get turned around, don't be screaming how much you love this squad when you was running and ducking and hiding when we were struggling, when you was like, oh, we need to tank and we need to do this. Listen, we're going to fight and we're going to fight to the end. And that goes for the fans too. If you can't rock and you can't go into every game like, yo, we should pull this off, man, then c'est la vie, man. They play. They 31 of a team. Or they one team every year that win a Super Bowl. Just change jerseys every year. If you want to feel better and feel good about yourself. At the end of the day, I bleed blue to the core. I was in heaven. God gave me a blue spirit. That's how deep that is. So at the end of it all, man, my Giants, I'm looking forward to next week. I'm looking forward to the challenge of the Bears. We got to get some things together. And I'm hoping we win the rest of the games. And if I'm crazy and I'm delusional, so be it. But you know who you want in the crazy and in a war when everything's falling apart? You want the crazy and delusional motherfucker that's going to be there taking heads off. That's me. So that's it, man. Bleed blue, Giants forever.
Manny Dogs in the house, man. Perfect. Frank, you got anything to say, sir?
Nah, I'm good, Chris. You know, I ain't got much to say. I'm just happy about a few players. But, yeah, one thing for sure is you can tell that Beckham's there for the money in my eyes. That's the way I see him. But I'm happy for my Penn State boy being with us, with the Giants. And that's about it. And you need to come down for the Pro Bowl, bro, and hang out.
You know what? You better hit me an inbox so I can remember and get it together. Appreciate it, Frank.
Got you.
I'll let you soon. Billy Bob, man. Come on now. Come on.
All right, man. Listen, I'm hearing everybody say we need to see how everybody going to play. No, we said that last year. Gutterman had all the time in the world last year to evaluate some of these players that carry on to this season. I don't want to hear that. That's telling you how I feel about Eli right now. So my whole thing is, if Eli walk out on this field by next week, I think all my skillful players need to come out with a hand screen. I don't want none of them. I don't even want Saquon Barkley playing the rest of this. I feel right now. That's just a waste of life. That's a high percentage of him. I know you're not supposed to think that way, but I don't need him playing four games to prove himself. Somebody already proved himself for the season. No. Because Eli just taking up all our time. I need to see. But the only way I want to see Saquon Barkley out there is with Kyle Arletta. If he's not out there, if Kyle Arletta not out there, I don't need to see none of the skillful players out there no more. It's just a waste of my time and everybody else's time. That's where I'm at with it right now. Because we're pulling the same thing we did last year. We had David Webb sitting on that bench, and we could have seen what happened. But I guess everybody got up in their feelings. I don't want to see this year. I don't want to see that. That's just a waste of time to me right now. I don't want to see Eli for four more games. That's where I'm at right now. Because right now I'm in my feelings. I don't care. I got back in my feelings. Y'all told me to knock this one off, and y'all said John would have a lose. I can't because I'm a bleed blue. I'm in my feelings. Eli got me back in my feelings. I read the ride with Eli. I guess we're going to be like old snaps under the radar. But as soon as we started picking up that momentum, I seen what happened. I think Eli can handle that pressure. I'm not on this here. I don't care. They need to evaluate. Hey, listen, we already evaluated this already. Ain't nothing for gentlemen to see about this Eli trick. Let's get this going. Get Kyle Arletta in. If he's not playing, I don't even want to see Saquon, say your shit hurt. We don't need to see you for the rest of the season, bro. That's where I'm at. I'm not gonna have a superstar run out there every day to break his neck just to be playing for what? Nah, I ain't on that. Nah, miss me with that. Y'all did that last year. Miss me with that. I'm in my feelings. I was deep in my feelings with this one.
I know. I want you to keep those feelings till Thursday when you back on the pregame show too.
I'm carrying that with me. I'm in my feelings.
All right. Billy Bob, he's in his feelings, Bakes. Wow, but you know what? Billy Bob isn't wrong because he's a passionate diehard blue bleeder. I don't know how you want to say it. Just say frontliner, like we are. We all have a different way to express it, I guess, man. What you say, Bix?
I can understand, man. Because I got fooled too. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. We love our team, and I know some people are more cynical, but you thought they finally clicked on a certain level. They didn't really play anybody worthwhile beating that they beat, but they couldn't beat anybody before, and they won some games. They thought maybe they had a little momentum. They figured it out. The addition of Brown in the line and a little mix. Look good. You look good the first half. Well, what I always talk about, Chris, second half adjustments. There were none. Okay, obviously Saquon was bothered, and that changed the dynamic of the game. So moving forward, realistically, like I've always been saying, start playing more of the younger players on defense and offense. Hopefully get Lalette in there. I'm trying to enjoy the rest of Saquon's rookie campaign. If anyone out there has like an old, dirty, or know a friend that has like some old Philadelphia shirt or something, I need one because I lost a bet and I got to wear a Philly shirt. Take a picture and post it. not for Nabla. This is what happened, man. You ride for your team and you ride, and now I got a pony up in all these bets that I lost. That's how it is, right? That's the life. We bleed blue, man. You can follow me on MIG Frontliners on Instagram, Frontliners MIG. On Twitter and at The Frontliners on Facebook. We still have those patches. And of course, we're building up and starting to round up for some events for 2019. And of course, our premier event, which will be Chicago. Well, we have some other things in store. We don't want to release that info yet. So stay tuned. Man, love coming up here post game and for the weekly roundtable. I'm talking with all the stakeholders of Frontliners. We bleed blue.
Blue. Hey, listen, Steve Azul, you probably noticed, hasn't been on the podcast today. But he does send a message in. He says basically this is what he reflected. He says, look, all offense in the first half, none in the second half. Terrible ref calls, no call on OBJ for the hold. Throwing in the triple coverage was bonehead. We need ways to get Barkley more touches. The effort was better, but Janoris Jenkins' pursuit on Ashton Jeffrey cost us the game. Tired of Jake Elliott's walk-off field goals. And when you go away from Barkley, this is what happens. And Eli throwing in the triple coverage killed, with capital letters, killed us. So we all thinking the same thing. Oh, man. So, on that note.
Winnable game, Chris.
Hey, Lady Blue.
Yeah.
Bleed blue, honey.
Bleed blue, darling. Everybody bleed blue. We all love
G6. Hey, G6. He dropped. Amber.
Bleed blue, baby.
Thank you. Dre Graham.
Say yo, what's good?
Say bleed
blue. Bleed
blue.
Bleed blue.
You got it. Frank, say it, bro.
Orlando, Florida, and bleed blue.
That's right. Bakes, you bleeding blue, bro?
All day, every day, man. Bleed blue.
Billy Bob, come on, man.
I'm in my feelings. I'm bleeding blue all the way.
All right. Then that's what we need to hear. And the same thing goes for a film and Robbie and Mitru and Manny and anybody else who called in. We got to bleed blue the right way, man. We in it ride or die, man. Hey, listen, for y'all that loves these shows, listen, tune in. This is what you got to do. Download bleedblueshow.com. You know, we got a whole – you'll hear your voice again thousands of times, depending on how many times you've called in already. You know, we're on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitch. We're on the Stitcher app. So go to bleedblueshow.com/podcast, and you can hear the recent episodes of everything that we do, including the Yankees and Rangers and Knicks games podcasts as well. Hey, this is what we did today. We went out there. We lost again. And the season's over. And I think all of us on this line have come to realization of that. And that's all we can do. We'll just start all over, man. You know, day in, day out, year in, year out, we all going to be here. So let's just cut it out. You know, we just disappointed our family members once again, which is basically what this feels like. So, look, I had to check y'all post to make sure y'all bleed blue, and y'all do. So it's something I knew from the beginning and I didn't have to ask. So do that. Bleed blue. I'll see you guys on Thursday. We're gonna do the show all over. All right. And once again, you know, I'm gonna call out these names and say thank you for bleeding blue. Big O, Lady Blue, Amber, Sim, Worm, G6, Billy Bob, Dre Graham, Mitru, Robbie, Manny, Frank, the fantastic Hollis homie, frontliner of all time, Mr. Bakes himself, Steve Azul. Don't know where you're at, but hey, on one accord, everybody just bleed blue. Check y'all out later. Peace, chicken grease. Peace.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.